I am Ken Merrifield. I'm the mayor of the city of Franklin. I first want to take a moment to welcome you all to our city. And for those of you from out of town, I hope that you'll come back and pay another visit because we have many, many amenities that I think you'd enjoy. As you know, Franklin is planned to be the southern terminal for the DC line, and as such, it will be home to a new DC converter station. The estimated taxable value of that station is $250 million, which represents roughly 44% of the entire taxable value of our city today. Franklin and its taxpayers have struggled over the years to provide municipal and educational services for our citizens because the property tax base has not been large enough to support all of our needs. We currently receive more than half of our school budget, in fact, in assistance from the state of New Hampshire. This project would change all of that, and the positive impacts will be staggering for our city and the region. Note that the city of Laconia and its mayor are in support of this project as well. Throughout the recession, Franklin has suffered a higher unemployment rate than the state as a whole. Franklin's unemployment rate in January, in fact, was 7.7%, and the construction of the DC converter and numerous related economic activities will offer many local employment opportunities for years to come. But the positive impact on Franklin is just a small part of the total economic picture. In January, there were 45,000 unemployed people in New Hampshire. But the construction phase for the DC line will create 1,200 jobs statewide over the course of 3 years. The total investment in taxable infrastructure in New Hampshire will be $1.1 billion. So less than a quarter of that investment will actually be in the city of Franklin. The tax benefits will be seen in local, county, and the state budget. And in this discussion over the Northern Pass, it has been argued that 90% of the electricity transmitted by the line will go out of state. And New Hampshire produces more electricity than it uses. And this is technically true because we only have 10% of the customers in New England. And it would actually matter, except that if electricity knew the difference between a state border in New England, but it doesn't. Electricity doesn't know about New Hampshire borders. New England is one single electricity market and one bucket of electricity. So a shortage of electricity in New England any time in the future will mean a shortage in New Hampshire, and a surplus only inside New Hampshire does not help New Hampshire customers at all. And I just point out, I see that I'm running out of time already, and a number of other things I wanted to mention, but I wanted to direct the Department of Energy to its own National Electric Transmission Congestion Study in August of 2006, which stated that the New England region faces growing electricity supply challenges that new transmission could mitigate. So I thank you very much. Wanted to say a lot more.
Thank you.